My topic is chemical coordination in plants. Plants respond to stimuli. Phytotropism are responses to the stimulus of light. Geotropism are the responses to the force of gravity. Roots and stems show geotropic responses. Stems have positive phytotropic responses as they grow towards the light, and roots usually grow away from the light. Stems have negative geotropic responses as they grow away from the direction of gravity. Roots have positive geotropic response as they grow towards the direction of gravity. Plants' responses. Plants respond to the world around them. Their responses are usually much slower than animal responses, as they do not have a nervous system. Some plants can respond very quickly, such as the Venus flytrap. Tropism are directional responses by plants to the stimuli from their environment. In tropism, plants respond by growth towards or away from stimulus. In phytotropism, are the responses of plants to light coming from one direction. Geotropism are the responses of light to the force of gravity, which always acts downwards. In positive tropism, growth occurs towards the direction of the stimulus. In negative tropism, growth occurs away from the direction of the stimulus. So, light, the response is phytotropism, and gravity, geotropism. And one we haven't heard, which is water, is called hydrotropism, and shoots don't respond to it. And roots, there are some species that grow towards water, so it's positive hydrotropism. Phytotropisms. Plants do not have sense organs in the same way as animals. Scientists have shown that the sensitivity of plant shoots to light is found in the growing shoot tip. The experiment work was based on oat colliptiles. The first shoot that emerges from the seed of an oat seed as it germinates. It can be shown experimentally that the stimulus for growth, which brings out tropic responses to undirectional light, is a water-soluble chemical that is produced in the growing tip. It can be collected and used to make other shoots respond that have not been exposed to the light from one direction. The chemicals involved are the plant hormones called auxins. When undirectional light hits the stem, auxins build up on the dark side of the moon. Auxins stimulate growth of the cells in the shoots. The more auxins, the more the cell grows, so the side of the plant with the most auxins grows more, which makes the shoot bend over towards the direction of the light. So as the light shines the light causes more hormones to reach the dark side of the shoot, causing the cells to elongate, which is basically grow faster. So if you put a cap on the top of the shoot, then it will stay upright. Yet if you cut the top off, then put a cellulose strip in between, it will still bend over towards the light. There are a number of experiments that can be used to investigate the response of plants to unilateral light. You need to grow some freshly germinated oats and weed seeds to provide colliptiles. You can remove or cover the shoot tips and apply artificial hormones to show how the response comes about. Geotropism. The way plants respond to gravity is not as well understood as the response to our undirectional light. Gravity always acts downwards on the plants. If a broad bean seedling is placed on its side in the dark, the tips of the shoots begin to grow upwards and the tips of the roots grow downwards. Auxin levels appear to be part of the response. So, as the shoot grows, the hormone accumulates on the lower side of the shoot, stimulating growth and causing the shoot to bend upwards. This is part onto the explanation of geotropism, as it is negative. Yeah, the root, on the other hand, the hormone accumulates on the lower side of the root, inhibiting growth, causing root to bend downwards. This part of the explanation of geotropism, where it is positive. Experimental advice. Geotropism can be used, demonstrated using a climostat. This piece of apparatus holds the plant and slowly rotates it in vertical plane, so that gravity is sometimes acting downwards on any part of the plant, and sometimes acts upwards. This allows you to get rid of the directional stimulus of gravity, so you can investigate geotropism. And that is the end of my recording.